You're in Open Air with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. I'll be your host while Jim is away attending the 50s Film Festival in Cleveland, Ohio, where this year, nearly 50 rocksploitation films from the 1950s will be screened during the week-long fest. Later, Jim will be leading the discussion group for the 1957 classic, Jailhouse Rock, and the lone British ambassador, The Golden Disc, from 1958. Before the late 19th century, musicians would have given you quite the quizzical stare if you were to explain the term cover song. There simply was no such thing as an original version before Edison's phonograph would literally record sonic history. While no one really knows the etymology of the term cover song, there are several plausible yet likely apocryphal theories. One describes the practice of physically covering up an artist's record on a store sales rack with another artist's record of the same song, or, similarly, the covering taking place on a radio station's turntable. A racially motivated theory speculates the term meant to cover the blackness of a record. This, of course, references the rather standard two-decade-long practice in rock and rhythm of white artists covering black artist songs, thus robbing a black artist of a hit to the record-buying masses. But music, like life, is rarely so black and white. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's delve into the world of cover songs, but with a homogenous twist. While there is little doubt that white artists covering black artists' songs was commonplace in rock and rhythm, and darn near criminal, you may be surprised to find the overpowering kleptomaniacal nature of the music business superseded its racial biases and often found white artists covering other white artists and black artists covering black artists. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Musicologists are quick to point out that Elvis's biggest single, Hound Dog, was a cover of Big Mama Thornton's 1953 R&B hit. Well, not entirely. Turns out a disastrous 1956 stay in Vegas found Elvis killing time at a performance by Freddie Bell and the Bellboys. The highlight of their show was a revved-up, tongue-in-cheek adaptation of Big Mama's original. That was what Elvis covered, and Freddie and his Bellboys became little more than a footnote in the Elvis canon. Judge for yourself. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you were high class, that was just a line. Yes, they said you were high class, that was just a lie. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine.
That was just a lie. They said you were high class. That was just a lie. You never caught a rat.
driving, so you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, hound dog, crying all the time. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
If anyone suffered a case of the Mondays, it was Smiley Lewis. Try as impresario Dave Bartholomew and the vaunted J&M studio session aces might, Smiley couldn't get a break outside the Crescent City. In late 1953, Smiley recorded Blue Monday. Nothing. 3 years later, Fats Domino records a nearly identical version at the same studio with the same band as Smiley, and it goes top 10. Sometimes timing is everything. Although the Five Royals were primarily a vocal group, most of the material was written by their unheralded guitarist Loman Pauling. They never had success outside of the R&B charts, but Five Royals covers frequently found their way over to the pop charts, such as 1961, when the Shirelles went top 10 with the Royals' hard rock and original, dedicated to the one I love, from 1957.
This is dedicated to the one I love. Each
can never be exactly like we want it to be.
But I can be satisfied just knowing you love me.
But there's one thing I want you to do, especially for me,
and it's something that everybody needs. Each night before you go in bed, my baby, whisper a little prayer for me, my baby, and let's tell all the stars above that this is dedicated to the one I
Chinatown. Unlike the Five Royals, whose original simply didn't become a hit, another vocal quintet, the Five Keys, were robbed of their song's full hit potential. In 1954, the Five Keys cut a novel R&B song with a Chinese flavor, named Ting Tong. Along came the Charms, who had developed a habit of rapidly covering potential hit songs by other R&B artists, and took the Keys toe-to-toe on the charts, but were victorious in overall record sales.
I smoke 'em boot, I ate. I smoke 'em boot.
I went to Chinatown, way back in old Hong Kong, to get some egg foo young. And then I heard a gong. Ling ting tong, tried to sing that song called
I smoke 'em boot, I ate. I smoke 'em boot.
Ling ting tong, he would never be wrong. Go on and sing your song, Ling Ting Tong. Ling Ting Tong, can you sing that song called
Tai Smoke on Boom Da Ye, Tai Smoke on Boom?
This is what I found back in Chinatown. A ling ting tong, can you sing that song called Tai Smoke on Boom Da Ye, Tai Smoke on Boom? Ling ting tong, he would never be wrong. Go on and sing your song.
Trying to trace the innumerable groups he recorded as or with, coupled with the same innumerable different labels Bobby Day recorded for, is taxing. Prolific for certain as 50s output was, sadly Day is remembered as a one-hit wonder for his Rockin' Robin, ironic in that his real name is Robert Byrd. Bobby had a hit Buzz 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 in 1957 with his group The Hollywood Flames. That same group, sometimes known as The Satellites, and by a dozen other names, backed Bobby on a solo effort, Little Bitty Pretty One. Indianapolis' own Thurston Harris's identical cover went top 10. Bobby's original was Little. Ballard is a rock and rhythm institution. He had his fair share of hits, but there was one big one that got away. In 1959, Hank recorded what would later become the most identifiable dance on the planet, The Twist. It did little on the charts that year, but an identical cover the next year by Chubby Checker, a play on Fats Domino's name, would rob Hank of what should have been his biggest hit. Checker's Twist went number one and is considered his signature song. But I have a special treat. The original, arguably inferior, version of The Twist Ballard recorded for the VJ label in 1958, which remained unreleased for 35 years.
Just like this, girl, it's a fact.
Midnight in the Jungle was one of the finest R&B novelty numbers of the 50s, but the Jayhawks found their 1956 original stranded on the charts at the hands of a group known as the Kings of the Cover. The Cadets were the all-purpose house band for the modern label, and beat the Jayhawks in sales and on the charts with their identical cover. However, the Jayhawks would laugh last as they changed their name to the Vibrations and very briefly the Marathons, and had a couple of considerable hits in the early 1960s, while the Cadets faded into obscurity.
I crashed in the jungle while I was trying to keep my date with my little girl who was back in the States. I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home. But how was I to know that the records of my plane had been fixed by my father and my girl in love's name?
Meanwhile, back in the States, boom, 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 boom,
boom, baby, baby,
boom. While back in the jungle.
The boys in the jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up, my head started clear and I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see. That's when I found out they was cooking me.
Meanwhile, back in the state, boom.
Baby, baby, let's make romance. Your old-time lover hasn't got a chance. He's standing in the jungle status. He can be the common pretty baby, yes, you and me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
I jumped out the pot and I finally got away, frantic with worry, wondering what my baby would say. So I jumped in the ocean and started to swim, but my chances of survival were getting mighty slim. So I thumbed down a whale who was heading my way, and I reached the States in a half a day. When I got to Lover's Lane, I was almost dead, but our soul was gone. Here's what I said.
Bum, bum, baby, bum, bum,
baby. Baby, that man is no good. Oh, baby, baby, you should have understood. You can't trust me as long as I'm free. So come back pretty, baby, where you used to be. Cause I love you. Cause I love you. Cause I love you.
Thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Pat Boone. If you know Qwerty, send your email to wmat@mail.com.
1, 2.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
It was the song that started the rock revolution and made Bill Haley a god. And yet, it is technically a cover. Haley associate James Myers purchased a tune titled Rock Around the Clock from songwriter Max Friedman. Haley had taken to performing it and wanted to put it to vinyl, but the producer for his label at the time did not like Myers and refused. In 1953, Myers took the unheard of Sunny Day and His Nights into the studio and recorded the very first version, which, like Hound Dog, was a very different interpretation and, in hindsight, a very good one.
Five, six, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock.
Gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on, join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one.
We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Rock, rock, rock.
When the clock strikes two, three and four, dance slows down, we'll yell for more.
Gonna rock around the clock tonight.
tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Rock, rock, rock.
When the chimes strike five, six and seven, we're rocking up in the seventh heaven.
We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Rock, rock, rock.
Around the clock again.
We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Rock, rock, rock. Rock around the clock. 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 Rock, rock. Rock, rock.